USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As the Taliban continues their takeover of Afghanistan, U.S. troops and Afghans are continuing to be taken out of the country. Ohio Congressman Brad Wenstrup joins Fox News and says investigations need to look at what intelligence was available before withdrawing from Afghanistan.
We need to look back and we need to look at who said what. You know, what was our intelligence? What did the military advise the president? What types of things were being done?
President Biden saying he does not regret his decision to bring U.S. troops home from Afghanistan. The Labor Department is reporting the lowest number of initial jobless claims filed since the pandemic began. The federal agency saying 348,000 Americans filed initial jobless claims last week, marking a decline of 29,000 from the previous week. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, Super Bowl XXII champion and former Raiders quarterback. Playing professional football for 11 years beat my body up pretty bad. I've had so many surgeries on my neck, back, and shoulders and knees, I've just learned to live with constant discomfort. I tried so many products, some worked for a little while, but nothing gave me total relief until one day, a golfing buddy introduced me to Sons of Liberty CBD.com. I used their CBD Muscle Ease, rubbed it on my hands and neck, and wow, what did it do for me? I immediately began using their other products, and I have golfed pain-free for the first time in many years. I've reached out to Sons of Liberty CBD and visited their operation from farm to factory. Folks, this team walks the walk. Their motto is for vets by vets. I shared the product with my friend Wayne Allen Root, and now he's a fan of Sons of Liberty CBD.com. Wayne's fans will receive a 15% discount using code WAR15 at checkout. I told all my NFL buddies about Sons of Liberty CBD.com, and now I'm telling you, go to Sons of Liberty CBD.com. When it works for you, like it did for me, we both win.
President Biden says he's directing the Department of Education to use its legal authority against governors who are attempting to block and intimidate local school districts from requiring students and teachers to wear masks to prevent the spread of COVID-19. Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis believes President Biden is obsessed with the mask issue.
You got to wonder, where are your priorities that you're so obsessed with this issue and so obsessed with taking away parents' rights and you're letting Afghanistan burn, our border burn, and so many other things in our country fall to pieces?
That audio courtesy of Fox News. The National Weather Service is predicting Tropical Storm Henri will grow to hurricane strength by Friday. The storm is currently about 800 miles south of Nantucket, Massachusetts, strengthening as it moves closer to the United States eastern seaboard. More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
The United Kingdom's Parliament and Brexit Party leader is reacting to President Biden's words and actions regarding Afghanistan.
The United Kingdom is speaking out against President Biden and America. Parliament's distrust of American leadership is front and center in our relationship. From the floor of Parliament Wednesday, Tom Tugendhat.
To see their commander-in-chief call into question the courage of men I fought with, to claim that they ran, it's shameful. Those who have never fought for the colours they fly should be careful about criticising those who have.
UK Brexit Party leader Nigel Farage on Fox News Thursday.
Joe Biden chose unilaterally, without any consultation with NATO, without any consultation with us, your closest ally, for the last century and a bit more, chose unilaterally to decide the timing and the method by which American troops would leave Afghanistan. It is certainly not how you treat a NATO alliance, which since the late 1940s has done so much to preserve peace in the world.
From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The deadline for the Federal Trade Commission to file an amended antitrust complaint against Facebook is today. Regulators filing a lawsuit against the social media giant in December, accusing it of harming its smaller competitors by purchasing Instagram and WhatsApp. The judge in the case has criticized parts of the FTC's case, giving them time to change their complaint. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.